Blog Talk Radio.
All right. This is Liz. Thanks for tuning in. This is Hope for All Radio Show. Oh my. What a day. Hopefully y'all had a blessed day. And if you didn't, you already know God is still God. All we can do is just continue to live life to the fullest and hope for the best. Well, today has been a day. It's been a whole lot going on, And hopefully y'all had a good day. I just hope everybody just had a good day because, I mean, we deserve to have a good day, but I know we have bad days and we just have to, you know, go through the motions of life, but it's all about how we handle situations at the end of the day. Definitely all about how we handle situations. But I know people can try us. People can try us. Let me say something here. But I'm just hoping. There's just so much going on in the world. I don't even know where to start, but I'm going to start somewhere. So just bear with me. And as I tell you, I'm still under the weather, so I'm just pushing. Just got to keep pushing through all our situations. And that's what I'm doing. Pushing. I'm pushing through it all. All right. Now, definitely got to let y'all know what's going on in Delaware. Because Delaware and their corruption is my main purpose for me starting this radio show, in order to inform you about things that are going on right under our noses. And maybe some people, not even some people, I know it's a lot of people in Delaware that had these experiences but just don't speak up about it or feel as though they don't have a voice or an outlet. I'm here to be your outlet and to be your voice if you feel as though no one's listening. I'm listening. I care. And if you want to call in, the number is 323-642-1559. And my email address is mcassociate4all@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. All right, let's dive right into it. So like I told y'all before, the prophecy has to be fulfilled. So don't be surprised if what you see what's going on within our world. I mean, read the Bible and then you'll know what's to come. Point blank, read the Bible. It's bound to happen. But who is it going to be? Trump or Pence? Trump just looked like he digging himself into a jail cell. Just keep it straight up. That's exactly how it seems. I mean, that's neither here nor there, but we have our own elected officials who is on Capitol Hill, Senator Coons and Senator Tom Carper. Senator Coons and Senator Tom Carper, y'all need to worry about Delaware. They're on the TV talking about everything that's going on with Trump and the White House and this and third, and they have their own issues going on here. We have a new incoming governor-elect John Carney. Oof. I don't know what this one's going to look like. He might be another one that's going to run us into the dirt. Hopefully not, but, you know, we got to remain optimistic. When I speak, I try to, you know, speak with hope, because we got to have hope. Without hope, we have nothing. Without faith, we have nothing. So I'm just trying to remain optimistic through these situations, but at the same time, I speak my mind straightforward and keep it real. That's all I can do. But I'm always hopeful. And I don't want y'all to feel any type of way, like, oh, well, yeah, she got a point, so why do we got to remain hopeful? You better remain hopeful. Keep your sanity. Not even that. I mean, I'm definitely got to keep it real. Can't sugarcoat, because things are going on, and this is real life that we're dealing with here. So we definitely got to speak on it.
It's not just like the media speaks on it. And at the same time, the media doesn't give us the opportunity. When I say us, like people who are not in the political sector, a chance to voice ourselves. Trust me, I've written to the newspapers, like the Delaware State newspaper, Dover Post, Smyrna, Clayton, Sun-Times, the Gazette, which is in Middletown, Sussex County, and all of these people have said the same. They turned me away. They've turned me away, didn't want to hear anything I had to say. But that's all right. Got to keep pushing forward, got to do what you got to do. Because that's one thing, we all have a right to freedom of speech. We all have a right to express ourselves, how we feel. The only thing I'm not with the violence. That doesn't solve anything. That hinders any type of progress that you're trying to do. If you're trying to do anything, the best way to do it is to use wisdom and knowledge. Use your pen and your paper, not your fist. Or anything else. That doesn't help or solve anything. But, well, we have conflict in our family court, in Kent County Family Court, with Gretchen C. Gilchrist and Dwayne L. Harris I, who was the bailiff at Kent County Family Court for the last plus years. We have a judge, Chief Judge Newell, N-E-W-E-L-L, just in case I'm saying it wrong, and also Melissa Ziegler is the Director of Operations for King County Family Court. Now, that we have corruption going on in there as well between these judges and the Director of Operations. I have been contacting them now for about a month pertaining to Dwayne L. Harris and the conflicts that are transpiring. And no one has returned my phone call or corresponded with me pertaining to the conflict of interest as well as pretty much the corruption, because nobody's doing anything. But I'm going to keep pushing forward. I'm going to keep doing what I got to do. And for all those who don't know what I'm speaking of when I say corruption and conflict of interest, Gretchen C. Gilchrist, who is now the new commissioner, she was my former attorney who represented me against Dwayne L. Harris II, which is Mr. Harris I. father. And in the court documents, it states that Mr. Harris was negligent in allowing my daughter, his granddaughter, to access pornography. So Ms. Gilchrist and Sean Lynn did nothing. They knew about it, but did nothing whatsoever, and it's on court documents. So how can these be attorneys representing the court and Sean Lynn representing Child Advocacy Center, Child Advocacy Center, and they not represent something, so a case that they were handling? I mean, that's favoritism, that's just corruption, blank, gotta call it what it is. Now, Sean Lynn, he's been knowing Mr. Harris for years, ever since he got to the Kent County Family Courthouse. So you're telling me one hand washes the other over there when it comes to that, because Sean Lynn was my ex-husband's attorney. He's no longer his attorney. He dropped him because of payment. He dropped him. So what's going on? I mean, y'all got to put the connection. You got to put the dots. That's how things go. One hand washes the other. When it comes to the political sector, they'll cover up anything, it seems. You never know who's up in there doing what. Even the bailiff. The bailiff has been over to Mr. Harris' household before. They've been right in that same basement where the pornography is. I mean, and then you have these men that's up in there, and you have kids that goes up in there. You think they don't look at them any kind of way? I mean, I've been hit on by a couple of those bailiffs that's up in there. One in particular that's up in there. And this is when I was at my younger age in Mr. Harris's household. So right there it tells you. I've been through some things with these people. But, you know, at a younger age, you're naive, and then not even naive, you're just scared of even saying anything because of nobody believing you or, you know, just what might will happen, because I've always thought that they would take my daughter from me, which they always wanted to because they always threatened that. So now I have a voice, and I refuse for them to get away with anything any longer. Time is now. It has to stop. And God knows. I mean, everything is the truth. No lies, nothing like that. That's nothing I wouldn't do, is sit there and lie to nobody, especially something about so serious. So the truth is the time is now. I finally have a voice, and I'm going to speak up, and I won't stop speaking up until something is done, because something has to be done. My daughter's in a predicament. She is, and that's the root of the cause, is of them, because of them. I raised my daughter for 14 years, and it's only until she went to go live with them that all of this stuff started to unfold and unravel. Definitely got to get to the bottom of this. When it comes to Ms. Gilchrist, Ms. Gretchen C. Gilchrist, she's just not qualified for the position. It's point blank. She's put wrong documentation into the courthouse. I mean, she doesn't know what she's doing when it comes to alimony, child custody cases, child support, anything of that nature. And everything can be proved with evidence. That's one thing I can say, that everything can be proved with evidence, and they already had the evidence. When I say they, I mean the House of Senate. And when I say not the 14 other senators, they got the evidence after the fact because they were not allowed to see the evidence before they voted her in. So they had no way of not knowing, because Patricia Blevins, who was the former House of Senate president, she withheld the evidence against Ms. Gilchrist from the senator so they can vote her through. This shall prevail in this situation. Definitely praying on a miracle that will happen. Ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it. The woman ain't right. She lied on her board and her boards and commissions application when applying for the position. Instead of marking, yes, she has conflict of interest that would oppose her appointment, she chose to put, no, she doesn't. But how can you not when you have people that are speaking out against you? I mean, she took people's money because July 1st of 2016, she had terminated her Pennsylvania bar license, because that's one of the qualifications before taking your confirmation for a new judicial position, is to terminate any license, or if you have a law practice, you have to close it down, which she did after the fact, but didn't notify anybody. But she terminated her PA license and still was taking money from myself and other clients. Why would you take money from other clients knowing that you were not going to represent them? So, I mean, all of this plays into factor when it comes to her ethics, her conduct as an attorney, because you're supposed to uphold the rule of law, and that's exactly what she failed to do. She failed to uphold the rule of law, and at the same time, she swindled people out their money knowing she was not going to represent them. So like I say, these are facts. This is not, oh, yeah, she's just upset because she dropped her case. I'm not the only one's case she's dropped in the middle of their case. That's about what's right and what's wrong, and that what she did was wrong. So why would I just sit back and allow others to go through what I went through? That's why they say if you do nothing, then you're part of the problem. And I refuse to be part of any problem like that. So instead of being a part of the problem, I'm going to see if there's a resolution to the problem. So, like I said, I'm going to keep writing, keep pushing, keep doing what I got to do, keep making my phone calls. And if, like I say, I know I have issues when it comes to the call center, with these call center people, because as soon as you start asking them questions or not, you know what I mean, they want to get nasty with you, like Denise and Janae, the two people who, I mean, I run into on a regular when every time I call either Sussex County Courthouse or Family Court in King County. These two just want to harass me because I call there on a regular. But like I said, they're call center reps. Just pass the phone conference, just pass it through who I need to go through instead of me going through the foolishness. That's it. But like I told them, I make sure I mention your name on my show since you want to be like that, so I can let the world know about them too. If I had their last names, it'd be out there too. But that's all right. I'm going to keep on keeping on. That's all I can do. I'm not going to worry about that because that's one thing. People that try to shade your way, they'll try to knock you down, make you feel some type of way, make you feel like, oh, da-da-da-da. Because the one lady, Denae, she tried to make me feel like I'm stupid. She said, well, didn't you read the paperwork? I'm like, ma'am, I can read. I read the paperwork. Look, we're not even going to go there. Either way, her supervisor, hopefully Mr. Keon Williams, the supervisor at the call center, is going to handle it. And now, hopefully he is. If not, I know he has a supervisor who cut his check. I make sure I go over top of his head, too, if he wants to be soft. Because just like I said, if I was running the office and I had employees that treat clientele as such, because that's a representation of my employment, you know, wouldn't be no employee of mine. You'd be like Donald Trump said, yeah, fire. Well, I wouldn't be so cold like him, but I'd definitely make sure they know. Speaking of Trump, Mayor de Blasio, he is $5 million to offset, to pay for Donald Trump's tab for his security. I know that's right. He right. Now, that's one thing I know. Mayor de Blasio of New York City, he's married to a black woman. So he ain't playing none of that racist stuff at all with whatever that Trump is going on with. I mean, even with trying to protect his citizens, the ones that are legal and illegal, you know what I mean? He wants to protect the city of New York. And Trump is definitely making it hard for him to do that, or trying to make it hard for him to do that. But Mayor de Blasio, I take my hats off to you because you did the right thing. That's right. Go get that money. They want him to be president? Pay for it. Don't let the people of New York just sit there and have to come out their pockets with high for all these taxes paying for that foolishness. Tell Donald Trump to take his family and go to the White House to be a one sit, the one place. Shoot, if Melania Trump had any sense, she would be right up in the White House. I mean, everybody else did it. What makes them so different? That's what I'm saying. This man has no care about anything else. He only cares about his own self and his own family. And it shows just that. That's a prime example. That shows. It's not about, oh, he wants him to finish going to the school. He's only in Washington, D.C. Y'all got a plane? Get on your jet. Take him back and forth. Shoot, get on that jet and go. Anyway, let me move on because I could go on and on about them. And I mean it. Lord have mercy. Even with Melania, you got top designers that don't even want to dress this woman. She says nothing whatsoever. He has a nerve to sit there and talk about the five-star family, about the wife not saying nothing. What has his wife said? What is she saying? She is mute. What kind of first lady is she going to be? After President Obama's wife just left, I mean, that woman was she was a warrior, okay? She was doing this, doing that. She started the Let's Get Up and Move program, the Healthy Kids program. She changed the menus in the schools, which I'm so thankful she did because they used to feed our kids some trash. Now they actually have healthy meals and different things that they can choose from. So what is Melania going to do? Copy her speeches? Lord, please. Let me stop because I ain't the one to be talking about nobody in that type of way, but Lord have mercy. I mean, I'm going to move on before something else fly out my mouth and make it seem like I'm talking about. Because you know Donald Trump, he got that thin skin, so he might get mad if he hear me talking trash about his wife. But I can care less. I definitely care less. And the media, oh my gosh, the media has been so critical of Donald Trump and his family. But Donald Trump has been going on a tirade and a rampage. If the media stopped giving, the media gave him too much coverage for number one. And he got all that free publicity. He's a TV star. That's what he wants, publicity. And they fed right into it and just gave him all the publicity and forgot about the other people that was running for the campaign pretty much. And look what happened. And when it comes to that call for Tijuana, Trump can care less about rules. The man has been breaking rules all his life. That's why his father had to send him to a boot camp when he was younger. The boy ain't about no books and no foreign policies and stuff like that. He hasn't even been to a classified meeting to be debriefed yet. How you about to go into the presidency and don't know nothing? Are you serious? Wow. That don't make no sense. But I'm not even going to be before y'all too much longer. I just want to say, please remain optimistic, remain hopeful, because at the end of the day, we got to stand on our faith. Let faith guide you. Just trust in his name and let faith guide you on all endeavors that you transpire to do. Because once we have him at the head of our life, we can do anything is possible. Anything is possible as long as you're being obedient to his word. And to you young ones out there, oh, it's time. We all got to get out. I mean, not all, because people who ain't right with God got to get right. The time is of the effort. Time is of the effort. Ain't no time like the present. Because, like I said, read the Bible. Everything that's going to transpire is in the Bible, and it's coming to pass surely but slowly. And Mike Pence, I mean, oh, Lord Jesus, Mike Pence. That man there. I don't know how he can call himself a Christian and stand by the side of Donald Trump. I mean, any true Christian would not stand for the foolishness that his antics and his rants. And, I mean, how can you defend someone like that? How can you be a Christian and defend someone like that? That's what I want to know. Like, a real Christian don't get down like that, period. And definitely don't lie for others, that's for sure. So how can he be a Christian and stand for Donald Trump the way he's standing by him and making up excuses for him and stuff like that? Come on, Pence. If you're a true Christian, time to show it. Because as far as I'm concerned, that's definitely a good question. But you have a lot of Christians who don't act Christian-like, so it doesn't surprise me. It just lets you know more about the person and what they stand for, point blank. But I'm not going to be before you too much longer. Remember, tune in same time each and every night, 6:30 p.m. This is your host, Riz, signing off. God bless you and I love you.